If you receive personal abuse by words, have to endure acts of physical abuse, or experience defamation of character falsely for the sake of Jesus Christ, rejoice and be glad, Jesus says, for great is your reward in heaven. The eighth beatitude given by our Lord Jesus almost startles us. When we remember that blessed means to be happy, to experience bliss, to be blessed, and then Jesus said, blessed, happy, blissful are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He knew we would have difficulty accepting a statement like that, so he expanded it and he applied it more personally, saying, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now those statements are so surprising we would hardly believe them if Jesus himself had not said them. This series of studies is dealing with the Christian's understanding and response to the opposition which an unregenerate human society puts against him. In this part, I point to the three verbs which Jesus used, words which set forth the most common ways in which the Christian is opposed by the world. Those verbs are revile, persecute, say all manner of evil. Perhaps we can understand better why pressures are precious before the eyes of our Lord when we understand better those three aspects of opposition which the world heaps against the faithful Christian. First, there is the opposition of personal abuse by words, that is, verbal abuse. The term revile could be translated as reproach, taunt, denounce, or give you a bad name. It refers to those degrading names which unbelievers sometimes apply to the people of God. A person who is reviled might be called a hypocrite or a holy Joe. He might be termed a coward because he does not participate in the sins of others. When I was a lad, one would be called a chicken or a square because he refused to be involved in questionable or clearly sinful things. The names could be much worse than that, of course, but it is not proper to call them before you here. It is encouraging to know the Apostle Paul suffered much the same thing. He wrote in 1 Corinthians 4, verses 12 and 13, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things unto this day. Now, consider the verbal abuse he endured. He was cursed. He was slandered. He was spoken of as if he were worthless filth, the mud scraped from a person's boots, and yet he maintained his loyalty to Jesus Christ. What are you enduring by way of vulgar titles or slang remarks? Whatever they are, I encourage you to bear up under it as a sacrifice you offer to Jesus Christ. It is a sign you're different from the world, that you bear a witness to Jesus Christ. And you are in good company as you endure. God's people in all ages have been faced with the same insults. Even our Lord himself bore them. Each remark is a witness that you belong to Jesus and you're giving a testimony as you bear it well. Second, there is the opposition of physical violence. It's indicated by the term persecute. The literal meaning of persecute is to pursue. It refers to a systematic attempt to suppress or even exterminate Christianity. Persecution of Christians began in the action of the Jewish High Court, the Sanhedrin, when they opposed Peter and John for preaching the resurrection of Jesus. It expanded with the stoning of Stephen and then the destruction wrought by Saul of Tarsus. Soon, Roman civil authorities took up the opposition and tried to exterminate the followers of Jesus because they considered them atheists, antisocial, and politically subversive. In early Christian times, to follow Jesus meant to endure persecution. The Apostle Paul wrote of what he endured, saying he had stripes above measure, prisons, Five times I received 40 stripes, save one. Once I was beaten with rods. Three times I was shipwrecked. I was in perils of water, of robbers, of my own countrymen, the heathen. I was in peril in the wilderness, in the city, in the sea, among false brethren. I experienced weariness and painfulness. I was in watchings, in hunger, in fastings, in cold, in nakedness. Now, what was his reaction to all of those sufferings? Well, listen to him. None of those things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, what are you enduring for the Lord Jesus? If you live in a society where you are free from physical abuse because of your faith in Jesus, thank God and be busy as a Christian witness. If you're living in a society where you suffer for your faith, then keep faithful to God and be busy as a Christian witness. Only Christ is able to change the hearts of men and the course of human society. I remember a young boy I met in Taiwan many years ago. He had become a Christian while his parents remained Buddhists. Now, they did not want him to be a Christian because they wanted someone to burn money for them after their death. He would not if he were a Christian. So they forbade him to attend the meetings of the Christians. He would go to church knowing full well that when he returned home, he would receive a beating. The next time the church met, he was there. And when he went home, he was beaten again. But through it all, he remained faithful to the Lord. Now I ask you again, what are you enduring for the Lord Jesus? The world will speak against you with abusive words, and when that is not sufficient to chain you to its lifestyle, it may become physically injurious. But what will it take for you to be separated from your loyalty to Christ? You just remember, our Lord was faithful to you even to an excruciatingly painful death on the cross. Polycarp, a great Christian of a generation gone, was led to the stake to be burned to death because of his faith in Jesus. He was given one last opportunity to recant, and he replied, 86 years have I served my King, and he has never failed me. Why should I deny him now? And thus he died. Compared to what others have suffered, our affliction is very light, so let us stay faithful to death. Third, there is an opposition of defamation of character. Jesus pronounced a blessing on you when there is evil said against you falsely for his sake. Suffering in body and outrage and slanderous speeches against him were endured by Paul when he ministered in the city of Thessalonica. And that was commonly the treatment he received as he went from city to city in that virgin mission field. What kind of slanderous things were said about the early Christians? They were accused of cannibalism, since they spoke of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Jesus in the Lord's Supper. They were accused of gross sexual immorality in their love feasts. They were called incendiaries because they preached the world would one day be destroyed by fire. They were accused of disturbing family relations, since a husband and wife changed when one became a Christian. Those accusations were not true, of course, but they were believed by many, and the Christians suffered for it. If you experience personal abuse by words, have to endure acts of physical abuse, or you experience defamation of character falsely for Jesus' sake, rejoice and be glad, Jesus says, for great is your reward in heaven. Father, you know how difficult it is for us to endure opposition for our faith in Jesus. And because we know you know, we take heart, for we're not alone. Our dear Lord Jesus bears it with us and gives us strength to endure it. And so we renew our commitment to him through all of life. In Jesus' name, amen.